Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Randy Brown, our kicking coach, has been out canvassing the country, looking at kickers and evaluating guys. And he came back and he said, really, hey, Eric, there's one guy that I really covet, and it's Loop. You know, I think for us, we've kind of felt like we had to draft him.
That's Ravens GM Eric DaCosta talking about what went into the decision to select the Looper. He's the first drafted kicker in franchise history for the Ravens. Seemed like he had a rough go of things a bit towards the end of OTAs in minicamp. Yeah. But hey, there's still plenty of time between now and week one. But it's the first time they're going to have a new kicker since 2012, when Justin Tucker took over for Billy Cundiff. It's a rookie, and there's plenty of unknown there. So could this Ravens team be more aggressive on fourth down? And it was surprising seeing the numbers. The Ravens went for it on fourth down 15 times last year. That's 30th in the NFL.
Third fewest in the NFL.
In terms of attempts. And they were 8 for 15, so a 55.5% 43. I'm looking at all the wrong numbers.
No, 56.2%
fourth down conversion rate. That was basically middle of the pack at 15th. But could you expect them to go for it on fourth down more with this rookie quarterback?
I would be shocked if they don't. The kicker thing is a big deal. And as much as we chronicled Justin Tucker's demise, and that was happening, he's also, his fate was in the hands of a coach who watched him, like, as a young kicker, helped win him a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, that's the prism it was all looked at. The prism was looked at, they truly believed, up until the banner reporting, he was the best kicker in the history of the NFL, and it wasn't even close. So they managed things a certain way on game day from Harbs on down. Harbs, former special teams guy who has invested more in kicking coaches than any team in the league, believes in that infrastructure, believed that he gave, you know, Tucker everything he could need and more to help reach those heights. And to go from that to Big Looper, who we don't know. Look, I mean, whatever. I'm not going to go crazy about OTAs, but he wasn't stellar in OTAs, and that's the least pressure he's going to face ever in the NFL. So no matter who the kicker is, Big Looper or somebody else, it's going to be a far departure from what they're used to on Sundays and how they manage things on Sundays. And I think that, coupled with an ascendant offense that has already hit historic heights that we think can do it again, yeah, why wouldn't you want the ball in the hands more of Lamar Jackson or Derrick Henry or, you know, your third down back or any of your tight ends or Zay or whomever, more so than Looper. And it is small sample size, Bone, because you just said it. It was only 15 instances and they only converted 8 of them. But if you look at the advanced metrics, Ravens fourth down EPA on offense, -1.1, 27th in the NFL. Pass throwing EPA on fourth down, 31st in the NFL, -9.7. Penalty EPA on fourth down, -2.36, worst in the NFL. And Lamar Jackson individually, again, it's just 7 attempts. on fourth down last year, but he only completed 2 for 5 yards. That 7 fourth down attempts was 20th in the NFL, a passer rating below 80. I think that one of the things they're working on as a staff is finding ways to be more efficient on fourth down in ways that don't involve Big Looper.
Yeah, when we were doing the exercise a few weeks ago and we're trying to nitpick what this offense did last year, what can they do better? And two things that we pointed out, they were really bad with penalties last year. I think they were 30th in the NFL in terms of penalties and penalty yards. That needs to get cleaned up. But the fourth down aspect of it too, where it's very surprising considering the personnel that they had that they weren't more successful. And this was a team that leaned into the tush push a little bit as well with Andrews and Kolar. Is there an adjustment there? Heck, do you just want to use your sledgehammer in Derrick Henry more in those fourth and short situations? And those tush pushes, there were a couple instances just off the top of my head in which they tried to do that and they got penalized. Yes. And then you don't,
especially early in the year. Yes. I feel like you got more efficient and more on the same page the longer we went. And they certainly started to trust Andrews and likely in some of those super heavy packages where you've got multiple people in line to either accept the ball themselves, a direct snap, or push Lamar. And I think it's just also within their traditional offense of, you know, even like the first 6 to 8 weeks of the season, even if he looked great in the preseason and he's building confidence, it's just so different in the regular season. What are they really going to trust his range? Well, you know what I mean? Like, are they going to trust him? Did they want him out there trying 50-yard field goals off the bat? I just don't think so. So if it's even 4th and 6 and you're anywhere that it's in range of a field goal of that range. Oh, and the other component of this is the punter's not very good at pinning people deep, right? He's more likely to kick it into the end zone in a situation like that than pin somebody inside the 5. What? And you think your defense is going to be better this year, year 2, Zach Orr, and we got Pagano in the fold. Why wouldn't you try to just hold on to the football, suffocate the other team, and get more offensive plays by turning 4th and 5 in a lot of quadrants of the field into a go-for-it situation?
Well, combine it with this, Jason. They're really tough schedule out of the gate. You're facing 5 playoff teams in the first 6 weeks, and especially 2 of those being at Buffalo, at Kansas City. Yeah. Those type of environments where you can't afford to miss kicks in those games. You can't afford to give Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes field position if you're trying to get a 52, 53-yard field goal. That can change games.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's the knife cuts both ways. We felt like in the first half of last year, they cut back on Lamar running. These are other situations where, especially against a quality team, even though it's early in the year, do we activate our best Lamar sprint play here on 4th and 4 or 4th and 6? And they think we're throwing. I mean, play action, pony packages where you've got Hill and Henry out there with Lamar. Like, there's always more they can tap into.
I'm sure that's going to be a big talking point the closer we get to September, because that's just traditionally, Lamar does not run much in September. He runs more as the season goes on.
But these could be critical tiebreakers.
Exactly. Where I think you could see a big difference there. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to hit the hot corner. You're not going to want to miss this. ESPN recently put out a list of the top 50 trade candidates for MLB's trade deadline. Multiple Orioles made the list. How many? Where do they rank? We'll tell you at 3:30. But coming up next, Deontay Johnson, interesting cat, to say the least. When Mike Tomlin can't put up with you, and he's put up with a lot of characters over the years, and then it obviously flamed out here in Baltimore, flamed out with the Texans. Well, he recently was on a podcast and had explanations of what went down last season, and we'll play it for you next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.